Greetings, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. And you are listening to thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date is November the 23rd. This is a Tuesday. This is an extra recording. Today's recording date, once again, November the 23rd, Tuesday, 2010. And this is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor to climb up out of the mind of this wicked, no good, rotten Babylon system and climb into the mind of God, the mind of Christ. For only then will we see fit to organize together for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary organization. As long as that religious, political, and revolutionary organization are willing to organize for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth. My beautiful sister, Venice, is the producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website, thinkaboutit.org. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.com. Net. And as we always do, we have to pause and give thanks and praises unto the Most High Creator and the Most High Creatress. So all praise is due to the Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, He is known and referred to as Abba, which means Father in the African Hebrew language. In the African Arabic language, the Father is known as Allah. A-L-L-A-H. And in Egypt, Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the Native American tradition, Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. Also giving praises to our wonderful and precious and beautiful Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. She is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine, and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom in the African Hebrew language is chokmah, and it is a feminine word referring to and denoting a feminine entity. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Only the female, the feminine, the woman, only the mother conceives. Holy Spirit is our mother. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother collectively as well. In the African Hebrew language, her name and title are Ruach HaKadosh. And Ruach is the word for spirit in the African Hebrew language, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. And that word Ruach is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. In the African Arabic language, the name of our Mother, the Holy Spirit, is Illa, spelled I-L-L-A-H. And our Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu illa illa ha il Allah. And there you see the beautiful phrasing of mother and father together. Mother, Allah, mentioned thrice, and father, Allah, mentioned once, because mother and father have come together to give birth to the universe, the creation, the human family. In Egypt, mother, Holy Spirit, is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the Native American tradition, mother, Holy Spirit, is known as the great and the grand mother. So, my sisters and brothers, it is my pleasure to greet you in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the African Hebrew Revolutionary Messiah Jesus, Jah the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but we are proving every day, every week, that Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So we say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon, judgment in this wicked Roman British American Empire, which is Babylon, modern day Babylon. This is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested within all of our personalities, thereby making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days Christ would come. Christ's second coming is in reality that full manifestation of the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of Mashiach, Messiah, Yahshua, in those revolutionaries, in that poor, afflicted, needy, and oppressed portion of the human family that is prophesied to rise up with the Spirit of Christ, overturning the wicked Babylon system. All of us are divine manifestations of divinity in this divine universe, in the divine physical realm, on this divine planet we call Earth. For all of creation emanates from the Almighty Divine Father and the Almighty Divine Mother. You know her as the Holy Spirit. So we give thanks and praises. Now, we are yet in the book of Revelation. And as we have been doing, first we are going to go into some current affairs, and then go back into the book of Revelation to see the message of the book of Revelation to the black pastor, the black preacher, the black church and the religious community in general. Now, current affairs. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Revelation, the word revelation, coming from the Greek word apocalyptus, giving us our word apocalypse, which means to uncover falsehood and remove the falsehood to see the truth about this wicked, no good, rotten system. And so I want to start off with a very interesting program that I heard on Hard Knock Radio, November the 18th, 2010, kpfa.org, with one of the hosts, whose name is Davey D, interviewed Brandel Randolph. And they talked about the Johannes Meserle case. This BART police officer, San Francisco, assassinated our brother Oscar Grant January 1st, 2008, if I have it correct. If I have it correct, 2008, yes. Right after Barack Obama had been elected, January 1st, 2008, Johannes Meserle shot our brother Oscar Grant in the back while Oscar Grant was not resisting and his hands were behind his back. Johannes Meserle claimed he was reaching for his taser. We know that's a lie. Meserle got the lightest sentence possible. And his father, I think Johannes Meserle's father's name is Todd Meserle, has stated that Johannes Meserle will be getting out of jail by Thanksgiving. Others have said by December 3rd. A travesty of justice. Total injustice to Oscar Grant, Oscar Grant's family, and the black community. Brandel Randolph and Davey D spoke about the absolute wickedness of the judge, Robert Perry, in this case. The judge who presided over this case. They talked about how Judge Robert Perry absolutely disrespected the black community. How Judge Robert Perry said that black folks should be happy that we have a black man in the presidency and that racism no longer exists, and the proof of it is that Barack Obama is the president. We who are thinking clearly know that these things are the furthest from the truth. Judge Robert Perry read letters by black people and called those letters ignorant, and then read letters, well, these letters from the black people and others who were sympathetic to Oscar Grant and wanted to see Meserle punished to the fullest extent of the law. Then Judge Perry read those letters from majority white people or Caucasian people and some few others who were sympathetic to Meserle and said these are the proper type of letters. What Brandel Randolph and David D talked about was the fact that this judge is a corrupt judge. Brandel Randolph is heading a recall Judge Robert Perry program. That's not the word I'm looking for. He wants to recall Judge Robert Perry. And he talked about how Judge Robert Perry has a history of suppressing evidence that would paint the police in a negative light, covering up for the police. In this Meserle case, there was evidence that would absolutely prove that Meserle murdered Oscar Grant and was not reaching for his taser. This would have made this case to be a first degree murder case. But Judge Robert Perry purposefully suppressed such evidence, making it so that you would either have to convict, if I have it correctly, Meserle on a second degree or free him. So the point we want to make is Judge Robert Perry suppressed the evidence that would have caused this case to be a first degree murder case. But he has a history of suppressing evidence and protecting the police. And I'm going to pause here and say you are listening to Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. You may contact, today's recording date is Tuesday, November the 23rd, 2010. You may contact me by emailing yalove@comcast.net. Now, Judge Robert Perry has a history of protecting wickedness in the police, the fraternal order of the no good rotten police. He has, Judge Perry, has a history of suppressing evidence. In the Anna Nicole Smith case, Judge Perry was the judge in that case. And apparently, according to Brandel Randolph and Davey D, there was evidence in that case to show that Anna Nicole's caretaker, Howard J. Stern, actually drugged her, meaning Nicole, Anna Nicole, and this drugging and doping and ingesting Anna Nicole with the drugs caused her death. But this evidence that would show the reality of Howard J. Stern's participation in the death of Anna Nicole was suppressed by Judge Robert Perry because it would have shown the police in a negative light. Apparently, this Judge Robert Perry, he has a long history, a long and wicked history, was involved in the Ramparts scandal. Now, the Ramparts scandal has to do with a police division in LA called the Ramparts Division. And in that division, we have one of your greatest examples of police corruption. Drugs and guns and killings and murders and shootings and all manner of police illegality and corruption. And Judge Perry is right in the mix, suppressing evidence and protecting corrupt police and this corrupt fraternal order of the police. And apparently there's a connection between the Ramparts scandal and the assassination of the notorious B.I.G. There are two policemen, one named Rafael Perez and the other name David Mack. David Mack was a guard for Suge Knight, worked for security for Suge Knight. I want you to listen to this program and make sure I have all the facts correct. And over a time, the car or vehicle that was proven through investigative means by the Fraternal Order of the Police, this car that was involved in the assassination of notorious B.I.G. was found on the property of David Mack. Another cop, Rafael Perez, a corrupt cop who is connected to David Mack, was caught stealing drugs and robbing a bank and so on. And Judge Robert Perry, in order to protect this evidence or suppress this evidence of the car that was involved in the assassination of notorious B.I.G., found on the property of David Mack, protected Rafael Perez, because apparently if Rafael Perez was prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law and all of his history was known and his connection to David Mack, then we would know openly concerning this vehicle that was involved in the assassination of notorious B.I.G. or Biggie Smalls, that this car was found on the property of David Mack. So Judge Robert Perry has protected Rafael Perez. I believe Rafael Perez is out of jail. And Judge Robert Perry has protected Rafael Perez because of his connection to David Mack and this car found on the property of David Mack involved in the assassination of notorious B.I.G. This is not hyperbole. This car is documented to have been found on the property of David Mack. Now, Biggie's family wanted to sue the city of L.A. concerning the assassination of notorious B.I.G., but that lawsuit was thrown out. Guess why? because Judge Robert Perry suppressed that evidence. So Brando Randolph is calling for us to join with him in a recall Judge Perry campaign. And you can go to www.recalljudgeperry.tumblr.com, and I will have this on my summary page. I want to go to some more news headlines from Democracy Now, as I normally do. And I'm thankful for Democracy. First of all, I'm thankful for David D and Hard Knock Radio and KPFA. And I'm also thankful for Democracy Now. Some more headlines. New York debates secure communities program. Study challenges controversial policy to deport immigrant prisoners. A battle is brewing in New York over the Secure Communities Program, a controversial federal immigration enforcement policy that requires local police to forward fingerprints of every person they arrest to the United States Department of Homeland Security. New York Governor David Patterson has approved a Secure Communities Agreement, but is facing heavy opposition. The Democracy Now!'s Amy Goodman spoke to Arti Shahani, author of a new study that challenges this policy. She found that for immigrant prisoners arrested on drug charges and detained at Rikers Island Prison in New York City, suspects charged with lower crimes were selected for deportation more often than those charged with serious felonies. In other words, while Homeland Security claims to be targeting dangerous criminals for deportation, the study found no correlation between the level of offense committed and being targeted for deportation. We'll just say it this way, my beautiful sisters and brothers. Poor people are being destroyed by this wicked system, and those in power abuse their power and use and misuse poor people inside of America and outside of America. Why is there immigration? Why would a sister and brother of South America, Mexico, the Caribbean, why would they leave their home that they knew and come to America? The propagandist, or the impropagandist, would say that it's because America's a shining light, a beacon of light. A city that sits on a hill is the land of opportunity. Lies. The reality is this. America has taken the land, the wealth, and the resources of sisters and brothers in Africa, in Asia, in the Isles of the Caribbean and the Pacific, in Central and South America, in the ghettos and barrios of Australia, New Zealand, North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. This theft of land, wealth, and resources is the cause of such migration and immigration. And so the same ones that stole are using the immigrants as cheap and slave wage labor, and then punish the immigrant further by deporting them back to their nation of origin. Just total exploitation and wickedness. And the revelation of Jesus Christ causes us to see the truth, remove the falsehood. Apocalyptus, apocalypse, revelation. Next one. Economist Ha Jun Chang on currency wars, the G20, and why there's no such thing as a free market. Korean-born economist Ha Jun Chang teaches economics at the University of Cambridge and is the author of the forthcoming book, 23 Things They Don't Tell You About Capitalism. Obama has to buy time to restructure the economy without creating a recession by sustaining this deficit spending, because otherwise our other option is going back to the 1930s, says Chang. Don't forget that in the 1930s, a lot of countries started cutting this deficit as soon as things looked slightly better, and many of them went back into recession. Brother Chang says some good things, says some things that I don't all the way agree with, but it causes us to think about the economy. It causes us to think about the G20, which is started off as the G6, I believe, and then the G7 when they added Russia, which is only an organization of nations, powerful nations, that are in reality coordinated by the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the multinational corporations and Wall Street, to coordinate the theft of land, wealth, and resources. The printing of money, every dollar that is printed comes with debt. And because America's economy is not in the hands or in the power of Congress, which represents the people, the printing of money and the economy is in the hands of the Federal Reserve banking system that is beholden to and in the control of the Rothschilds, who control the whole world's economy. And so all of this is orchestrated by the Rothschilds. Now, when their economic wickedness comes back to haunt them and they find themselves in a hole, they don't pay off their illegalities. They come to you and me and take our money. That's what the bank bailout was all about. And so the whole economy is not in the control of the people. It is the Rothschilds, the Illuminati Masonic Order, that controls our economy. Next one. Cholera toll surpasses 900 in Haiti. The death toll from Haiti's cholera outbreak has soared past 900 after more than 3 weeks. Haiti's health ministry says some 14,600 people have been treated for symptoms in 6 of Haiti's 10 provinces. And we always keep saying, black folk, brown folk, red folk, yellow folk, poor white folk, intelligent people, let's come together and work on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed all over the earth. Let us work on behalf of our sisters and brothers in Haiti who are suffering untold suffering. And the monies that were raised by Clinton and Bush are not for the people, but they are being locked away so that future infrastructure may be built that will continue the theft of land, wealth, and resources. That theft being carried out by multinational, transnational resource and mineral corporations, the Bank of London, the House of London, the Rothschilds, Wall Street, and so on. The next one, let's see. Karzai calls for reduced United States military operations in Afghanistan. The Obama administration is locked in a new public dispute with Afghan President Hamid Karzai following Karzai's latest criticism of the U.S.-led occupation. To put it to the short, Hamid Karzai, who was handpicked by America, UNICAL, the CIA, the Pentagon, in order to help America continue to steal land, wealth, and resources, oil in this case in Afghanistan, and surrounding Afghanistan, and pipelines and so on. He is feeling pressure from his own people who are sick and tired of the killing and the destruction of their country and their people and the oil and resource deals being cut in and around Afghanistan. And so the people are rising up. And Dr. King said we must join this worldwide revolution and help our sisters and brothers all over the earth in this worldwide revolution as the people rebel to take back their land, their wealth, and their resources. So Karzai is a puppet, but he's feeling the heat, and he is now calling for the United States military to back off, but they have him in a box. You shouldn't make deals with the devil. And so Barack Obama is now talking about 2014. But then he's also saying maybe beyond 2014 they'll get out. But he's lying. He's doing the bidding of Wall Street, the multinational resource corporations. And I'm so thankful that my minister, Louis Farrakhan, has said in one of his latest speeches, "The joy of freedom is justice," that Barack Obama has blood on his hands as well. Barack Obama sending drones to kill and destroy people, to kill and butcher and shed blood through warfare. So we're going to have to collectively come out, tell this truth, stand up with the people, and no matter where the chips fall, let the chips fall where they may. We're going to have to be advocates for the human family, advocates for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Taking our first break. See you on the other side of the break.